In this week's parasha, we read about the Mesoinanim, the complainers. The pasuk says, "Ve'i'am k'mesoinanim rabba oznei Hashem." There were people who complained bitterly. How much do we have to suffer and struggle on this journey through the desert? They said, "We want to return to Mitzrayim. We want to eat meat. We are disgusted with eating man." And of course, they mourned the devastating report of the Meraglim. This episode contains the beginning of the unfortunate spiritual decline of the Jewish people during their journey through the Midbar. The pasuk says, "V'hi am k'misoinanim," and the people were like complainers. The Torah doesn't say, "V'hi am misoinanim," there were people that who complained. "K'misoinanim," they were like complainers. What's the message in that subtle nuance? And the Rabban says something very profound. Sometimes we find people who are hurting, they're in pain, they're going through a dark period in their life, and instinctively they complain, and they ask questions. They're not complainers by nature, it's only because life has dealt them a rough patch that they started complaining now. It's the pain and suffering that is causing them to lash out. And that is why the Torah says, "K'misoinanim," they were like complainers. The Eden were traveling for 3 straight days without any rest. They were fatigued, they were exhausted, they were hurting. So they complained, they acted out of character. But that doesn't define them. It's not what they usually did. That's why the Torah says, "K'misoinanim," they were only like complainers. There was a certain degree of legitimacy to their complaints. When people are in pain, it's natural for them to complain. They sometimes say things that they're not accustomed to saying. "Why is Hashem doing this to me? Why me of all people? I don't deserve this. I'm a good person. That evil person down the block, he's living the life and I'm the one who's suffering. Why is God picking on me?" People get agitated when they're in pain, and it's natural reaction to complain. And that is why the Torah shows compassion. It calls them like complainers, because we can't really fault them. They're doing what comes naturally for those who are in pain. When things don't go as planned, it's human nature to worry and be concerned about the future, and even complain. In Parshas Bahar, when the Torah teaches us about the laws of Shemitah, that we are commanded to take a year off from working our fields, the pasuk says, "V'chi toimru." What if a person will ask, "Ma noichel bashana hashviyas?" What will we eat in the 7th year? We didn't plant, we can't even harvest our fields. So the Torah says, don't worry. V'tzivisi as berchasi lechem bashana hashishis. Hashem will send forth His blessing in the 6th year, and it will yield a crop sufficient for 3 years. The pasuk says, "V'chi toimru." What if a person will ask? This terminology is very strange. We don't find this expression anywhere else in the Torah. The pasuk could have said that on the 6th year, there will be such a robust crop that it will sustain you for 3 years. Why does the Torah use a question and answer format? So Chassidish Rebbe once said, and this is such a powerful idea, "Tamar Yid Hatzfekes, if there's a Yid that has doubts, unafrei kashes, and he asks questions, it's a machtem nachlish ois mamen. It does not make him a non-believer. It is nachlish ugefregt. It doesn't make him a heretic." When you see your parnasa potentially go up in smoke, and you're worried about feeding your family, and you ask questions, and you have doubts, the Torah says, "V'tzivisi as brachasi." The Rabban Yishlam will still send you brachas. Ideally, we should have faith and not ask questions. But the Torah acknowledges human nature. When people are in pain, they ask. And Hashem does not punish them for it. On the contrary, He comforts them. And that is why the Torah speaks in a question and answer format, to show empathy, to teach us to be understanding toward others who are struggling and asking questions. The son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, Rav Michael Feinstein's daughter, suffered from a severe case of asthma. The family had 3 nebulizer machines strategically placed throughout the house, so there should always be one, at least one, available in case of an emergency. Once in the middle of the night, she had a sudden attack, and the family frantically searched for the nebulizers, but they couldn't find any of them. They quickly called out Salah, but by the time they came, the young girl tragically had passed away. And only afterwards did they find the machines. All 3 of them were stored under her bed, and the family was devastated, and they were inconsolable. The guilt was overwhelming. Why didn't we think of that? Why didn't we keep them somewhere more obvious? They blamed themselves for our untimely death. Their conscience didn't give them peace of mind. A few days later, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky came to be Menachem Avol, and he saw that they were so distraught. He told them, "My rabbis taught me that the concept of ishtadlus is only for the future, not about the past. Once something happens, we must believe with Emunah Shleima that whatever occurred was exactly as Hashem planned it. And there's nothing you could have done to change that. What happened was never in your control. Therefore, the person who placed the nebulizers under the bed is not at fault. And all the family members who didn't consider looking there aren't at fault either. This was Hashem's plan all along. And nothing people did or did not do could have changed anything. And only then were they consulted. What a message. If we take those words to heart, it will take away all of our questions and all of our complaints. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.